African swine fever has moved rapidly through China and Southeast Asia, killing thousands of pigs. The disease does not affect humans, but U.S. and Missouri farmers are taking steps to prevent the disease from coming to U.S. farms. KPIA's Will Robinson has this report.
We got a tractor in the field there ready to go. Well, we did half of that field.
Bill Kessler is a swine farmer outside of Mexico, Missouri. On an overcast Monday morning, he's walking out to one of his barns to feed his sows.
A bunch. Put all these pigs in here, 2 to 3 days of age.
For now, his pigs are happy and healthy, but that could change. Starting in August of last year, large parts of Asia, especially China, have been reporting widespread cases of African swine fever. Kessler says, with how fast the disease moved through China, he is concerned about how well the U.S. could stop the disease.
I'm not sure we could stop it here in the United States. We could try, but it just spreads so quick and easily from herd to herd because we're naive to African swine fever.
As a precaution, the National Pork Producers Council has canceled the convention portion of the World Pork Expo held in Des Moines, Iowa during the first week of June. Large farming operations such as Smithfield, based in Smithfield, Virginia, have released statements on preventing the spread of ASF and increasing biosecurity on their farms. These measures include restricting farm visits and quarantining anyone who has recently been overseas. According to University of Missouri Swan Extension veterinarian Corinne Bromfield, this is a disease that many in the United States have never seen before.
So African swine fever is a disease that we've not had in the United States. It's also a disease that we're not concerned about from a public health standpoint. It doesn't affect people. It's not going to cause people any problems. So if it gets here, it is going to make our pigs sick, but it's not going to make our people sick.
Bromfield says even after symptoms do appear, they could easily be mistaken for other diseases such as PRRS or Salmonella. So far, the main focus is the prevention of ASF making the journey from Asia to North America.
The virus itself, it's not going to ride over on the currents. It's not going to ride over in the air. It's going to come over here, if it comes over here, in something. And so it could come over in contaminated meat. It could come over in contaminated feed. It could come over in some contaminated product.
Bromfield says the disease can survive for up to 1,000 days in the carcass of a pig. With this being the case, the United States has currently halted imports from China. Bromfield says the most likely way for the virus to enter the U.S. pork supply would be through a feed product that contains some sort of contaminated pig product in it. Kessler has been farming for over 50 years, going back to when he was in high school in FFA. Kessler says the recommended action today if a site has been found with ASF is euthanization. This is mainly due to the disease having the ability to spread quickly from pig to pig and farm to farm while having an incubation period between 5 and 21 days. While Kessler says there is a vaccine that may potentially treat the disease, it would take up to a week for the vaccine to be delivered to an affected farm. When that time is added to the 1 to 3 weeks it takes to see the symptoms of the disease, it becomes nearly impossible to contain it to a single farm. While Kessler says his farm isn't biosecure, a disease such as ASF makes him avoid contact with neighbors and other farmers, so he doesn't potentially carry it back to his herd of 350 sows. For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Will Robinson.